What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Flyers Alley, coming to you guys. Tonight is going to be the beginning of something that we're going to be doing here, or I'm going to be doing here for the rest of this season, and hopefully from now on. It's called Nights in the Alley. So basically what we're going to be doing here is during the season when the games are going on, we're going to be going pregame, the first, second intermission, and postgame. We're just going to be going live. And we're going to be doing coverage. There's no reason why we shouldn't be, but we still will be doing our usual 1:30 time slot on Sundays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you guys tune in. I mean, we got to talk about some stuff. There's a lot of things that are going on right now. And as everybody knows, we are the grittiest pod there is with Flyers Alley. And yeah, we're going to get into it and we're going to talk like the people, with the people, with the fans. Layman's terms, we're not trying to be analytical or anything like that. We leave that to Wade anymore. But, yeah, we're going to be getting into some stuff. Ryan Swoop checks in. Oh, yeah, buddy. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for coming out. Before we get into this, make sure you guys go like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/FlyersAlley. On Twitter, at FlyersAlleyPod1. And Instagram, at FlyersAlley. I thought something was wrong. And make sure you guys go and check out our YouTube page. Our YouTube's fucking awesome, man. I mean, I hate to say it. We are trying to cut down the cursing, but I don't think that's going to happen too much. Yeah, our YouTube's starting to take off. We did just sign a new show, Three in the Keystone. We finally got a 4 for 4. So, you know, we got a lot of good things going on right now. But make sure you guys go subscribe to our stuff. Usually we do a sub for a sub, subscribe for a subscribe. And like I do say most of the time, the CSN landline is on. Dial 302-367-7276, and you can call in. I'll put you on. You can do it during the show, too, during Flyers Alley, whenever we're live as well, and we'll bring you guys on. It's a new thing we're doing, but hopefully catch us on. So let's jump into Alley Talk. Brandon Pauls checks in. What's up, man? What's going on, buddy? Thanks for coming out. Ryan Swoop, nice face job on the video last night. Yeah, you know how it is. Tom McGuire checks in. What's up, Jesse? What's going on, buddy? Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Click on the link in the description. You can see it right there, scrolling at the bottom. Fanatics, some numbers, slash the Alley. You can go click on that, get all your flyer stuff. You can actually go on that and go get Kelly Green jerseys. Any link that you click on from any Old City Sports Network link in the description for Fanatics, you can go click on that and then go wherever you want on the site. You don't have to go to the designated stuff. So what we're going to get into here tonight is we're going to talk about some things that need to be talked about. So who people think are going to be the top? Oh, there he is. Corey Welk. What's going on? Let's get it. Yeah, we're getting it. Who everybody thinks is going to be the top goal scorer. Now it's up on the screen now, so you can see it. I'll talk for a little bit so I can get some of you guys' comments flowing here. This year's top goal scorer. Personally, I think that we're going to have multiple people battling for that title there. Remember last year, Owen Tippett stepped in and I think realized that he is actually an NHL player. You do have Travis Konecny. He is, I believe, the top guy on the team that's going to be, you know, lighting the lamp as much as possible. Now with him getting older and the younger guys coming in, you know, you got your Noah Cates coming in. You got a lot of people coming in here. Tyson Forrester, don't forget about him. You need someone that was in that that role to kind of guide these guys. You do have some veterans, but Konecny has kind of played pretty much around the ice as much as anyone has. So there's a lot of options here. Let's see. Ryan Swoop says, what's up, guys? I think that's who that is. Thank you for coming in on the YouTube end. Best Flyers coverage around. Thank you, Chandler. Oh, that's my best boy. Brandon Pauls checks in. So we signed Bonk to an extension, and I'm saying it's going to be TK for top goal scorer on the team. Now, so that I got to agree with you for the most part on that. I think there's going to be a battle, man. I really honestly think if we have our way here in Philadelphia, we're going to get a little show from Tyson Forrester, hopefully. Noah Cates, you know, Owen Tippett, Travis Konecny. You're going to, and now remember, they have been cleared. Sean Couturier and Atkinson have been cleared to come back. So you're going to see that as well. So this also gives, you know, all the guys the ability to play to their top, you know, potential here, because now you're going to have Sean Couturier clearing the lane for these guys to go. You know, it's going to be a big season. I think it's going to be a big season, a lot better than we all thought. Chris Webman checks in. Tyson was looking pretty good the other weekend. Yeah, so, you know, Chris went to, what was that? Was that checking for charity, Chris? I think that's what it was. It's an organization. We'll just put it that way. Tyson looks good. He's got a wicked wrist shot. You know, the kid is, last year I was giving him a little bit of shit because, you know, I haven't been tuned in as much to the Phantoms, but I did my due diligence this year, and I've been pumping the blood here, the orange and black blood, the entire offseason. We've been ready to rock here. We've been itching to go on Flyers Alley. At least I have been. The other two, I'm not too sure. But yeah, I mean, and here we go. Ryan Swoop, do you see starting 3 years down the road, Tyson Forrester being consistently 35 goal scorer every year? You know, I don't have to knock on wood right now, but hopefully that's his trajectory. We do see him, you know, kind of solidifying into the goal scorer that the Flyers haven't had in the longest time. I'll be 37 in November. You know, I you know, live and breathe the Flyers. We haven't had a true goal scorer in a long time. And I know a lot of people were very confused when Cam Atkinson came in, that he was going to be a pure, true goal scorer. And that's not what he was. That's not what he came in for. That's not what he ended up being. Same thing. We'll go back to Claude Giroux. I know, you know, we're not fans of Claude Giroux in the alley. Well, at least me and Wade aren't. Only because he's not on the team anymore. We're not saying he's a bad player or anything. But he wasn't a goal scorer. Like, he just wasn't. He was in juniors. You know, it was a mess. The Flyers have a problem with putting people on a pedestal that they don't belong being on. Tyson Forrester, I believe, is going to be that guy. Joel Farabee, we'll get into that in a little bit too. I think Ryan Swoop also said, will Farabee return to full recovery from his neck injury and be a crucial part of the Flyers' future core going forward? Whew, let me take a breath here. Sorry about that. Yeah, so I believe it was – I forget what pod it was. Jason Mertidis' pod. He thinks – very intimately that Joel Farabee is going to have a comeback season this year. I don't see why it shouldn't. Last year, he had the surgery that he had, very hard to get back from, decided that he was going to play. Obviously, you know, maybe he should have rested. Maybe he should have kind of took it easier than he usually does. You know, the kid, people don't realize how good of a player, all-around player Joel Farabee is. He can score goals. You know, he can back check. He also will fight someone that's 10 times as big as him and doesn't give a shit if he gets his ass kicked. If you remember, was it not last season, the season before that? You know, he ended up fighting Mark Freeman and knocked him out in one punch, and you love seeing that. Well, at least we love seeing it, and we don't care if you like seeing it. But that's how it is. I mean, he's an all-around player. I think I got to agree with Jason. I think he's going to have an all-around turnaround. He has to. I mean, he's completely capable of it. Corey Welk chimes in. TK is the most likely, but I believe Tyson Forrester, Noah Cates, and are going to be the big shock. But I think Tippett will be top contention, and I agree with that too. I believe so. Like I said before, we weren't the biggest fans of Giroux. You know, us in the alley. You know, we're very blue collar men, and we like your captain to be balls to the wall. You know, grit like they used to be, like how it should be in our city. And Giroux just wasn't that guy. So coming down to that with Tippett, when the trade happened, you know, and if any of you out there say you knew who Owen Tippett was when the trade happened, you're lying, because none of us knew. We were like, who the hell is that guy? But he kind of caught fire right away. And when that happens, the city will definitely reward you for that. And we don't forget that shit. You know, we believe in our hockey players, and we believe that if you're here to work, we'll work for you as well. And I think Owen Tippett's going to be a huge part of the team this year. He's a big boy. He's got a wicked shot. It's you got a lot of these guys on the team this year, and that's a good sign. Chris Webman said yes. Okay. Brandon Pauls checks in. I think the Cates brothers will be up playing together this season too. You know what? I would love to see that, but I don't think Jackson's ready. And to be honest with you, I hate it. I love Jackson Cates. I love Noah Cates. I don't think Jackson is ever going to be ready to make it over the AHL NHL hump. Wade made it late. Thank you. Share it out, brother. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Let's see. Wade said, Owen Tippett, top guy, I think it's going to be Owen Tippett. And there that is. Let's see. RW Swoop 87 says, I wanted Tippett in this draft. Tippett. You have to remember that, Tippett is a very, very, very hot commodity right now. He's a lot of the fans are high on him, which they should be. And it's ginger power. Come on. Corey Welk, his wrist shot reminds me of Jeff Carter, and a lot of people say that. This is going to be the last one before I get into Corey's thoughts on Morgan Frost one. Brandon Paul says, I'm saying Hart will not be on the team long this season either. I'm going to get into that, so save your breath for that, brother. Whew, so Corey chimes in. Thoughts on Morgan Frost, still not signed. Yeah, so apparently it's going. Sources say, you know, Jason Martinez, Bill Meltzer, a lot of guys in the media are saying that it's still not close. They're not close. So Morgan wants more. And I think what's going on with the team right now with Danny Briere and Jonesy, I think what's happening is they're not going to sign you for what you're projected to do. They're going to sign you and give you the contract for what you've already done. And to be honest with you, I'll be the one that says it. I'll be the lone wolf. He hasn't done anything. You know, he came in his first season, he got hurt, he was out the whole rest of the season. It's like two games in. And he comes, doesn't do anything worth talking about. He's just kind of floating around out there. And then the end of last season, he decided he wanted to be a board battler and, you know, get the puck and do what he has to do. Me personally, I'd be giving him exactly what I think they're giving him, and they're giving him what he made last year, which I believe was maybe nine, not even a million, maybe eight. I don't know. I just don't think he's worth it, and that's what it is. And if he gets paid what he's worth, well, then a million a season. And I don't. So that's the thing is that I don't think he should get a contract that's more than two seasons. And if you do make it three seasons, and the third season is when he should go. And I don't think they should do it. I just personally don't think it's. I think it's time to move on from Morgan Frost, because what are you gonna do? You gotta think of what he's gonna do, what he has done, not what he's supposed to do. You know, if that was the case, if we paid these guys for what they're supposed to do, we'd be fucking bankrupt, no? So, and with that being said, we're gonna move on. Let's move on to a gritty look ahead. All right, you Jerky fans, a gritty look ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon Jerky. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 20% off your jerky contraband. Any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. Anybody in Old City Sports Network will tell you right now, Righteous Felon's where it's at. It's the best stuff on the market. It's right in Westchester. It's a great story, too. You go on their website, check it out. It's a great company. They got some good stuff. You like really spicy stuff, they got that. They got, like Chris just said, he chimes in on the ad read. So good. Had the habanero. It's called Habanero Escobar. They got some spicy stuff. They also got the Carolina Reaper. Voodoo Chili is what it's called. That put me – I did it last year live, and it almost put me in the dirt. So make sure you guys go check that out. It's good stuff. Use our promo code OCSN. Save some money. Yeah, so I got some things here. Who's going to have their breakout season this year? Kind of the same thing, but not really. Is it going to be Joel Farabee? Oh, Sam says they saw them at the training facility during the tournament. Well, that's nice. There you go. So they're everywhere like us. Yeah, so breakout season, I'm going to go ahead and say that it's going to be Tyson Forrester, and I will leave it to you guys. I think Tyson Forrester is going to come in, and I'll be honest with you. I think who he's going to be battling is going to be Wade Allison. And I hate to break it to you, but I guess I'll be seeing him in the press box because he's not going to be able to keep up with him. I've been talking to Wade for the past couple seasons. He knows that he plays too hard. He said it. I play 130 or 120%, and I need to play 100% because every time I play too hard, I get hurt. And I mean, Wade knows. You know, we've gotten pictures of when he got stepped on by a skate, a hole in his hand, and you know he had a shoulder problem, he had a knee thing, he had an ankle thing. You know, I like the dude. I love how tough he plays. He's got the grit for the city, but he just gets hurt all the time. And and a young player that's gonna be hungry like Tyson Forrester is gonna come in and he's gonna blow him off the rink. So. Yeah, I don't think you're gonna see too much out of him this year, but you're gonna see Tyson Forrester coming for blood. I mean, he wants it. He's a young kid. Like I said, he's gonna be hungry, and that's what's gonna happen. So Brandon Pauls checks this as I'm saying. Cates will do great this season. RW Swoop 87 says start looking into Gleason's in Levittown. Great sandwiches there, 10 minutes from me. You should talk to Corey about that. We're doing a Belly Busters on Sunday at 1 or 1:30 live here at OCSN Studios. Wade checks in. Dark horse pick is one of the goalies behind Hart, and I'm going to get into that. We're going to get into that too. And Sam checks in, the AHL specialist here. Tyson will overtake Wade. Tyson is scary talented, and it shows. And I'm telling you, I keep saying it. That fucking wrist shot, it's NHL caliber. I think it's going to be an absolute battle. I can't wait to go to camp. You know, we're going to get in there as much as we can. So, yeah, with that being said, you know, we're going to move on to Up in Smoke. All right, you fucking stoners. Here we go. Up in Smoke is brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Use our promo code OCSN for 15% off your first order. Now, check it out. Your first order is what it counts for. Anything after that, you're on your own. Secondly, it doesn't include vapes. So you're looking at your gummies and you're looking at your drinks. These are high class. These are top notch. People in the network have been telling me. Myself, I don't partake. But I'm hearing nothing but good things. Go check them out. They're a new company. They got a great logo. You just saw it on the video that just played. Make sure you check that out. Now, this is going to be one of my favorite takes that we're gonna go into here, and it's the goalie tandems. The goalie tandem possibilities. We got Shane Sizemore, old guy from the old days. Sick of quote-unquote rebuilding. Haven't been into Flyers as much since they got rid of the Wayne train and Radko Gudas. I can respect that. I guess there hasn't been really too much to get into, right, Shane? I mean, you know, it's what it is. Hopefully we can ignite that a little bit because, you know, we kind of throw it down here in Flyers Alley. But, yeah, so we'll get into the goalie tandem possibilities. So what's going on here with the goalie tandem thing? I think everybody can agree that I'm tired of talking about Ivan Fedotov. Who knows what's going on with that? Who knows what the problem is? I mean, apparently the International Hockey Federation has gotten involved, and they said that he's got to honor his stuff. But apparently Russia says they don't give a fuck. So there's not really much you can do there. I've heard some rumblings that maybe the Flyers will make a deal with them saying, hey, like, you know, you can keep Mitch, you can keep Fedotov, and we'll, you know, we'll let's get Mitchkov over here quicker. Let's make a deal that way. I've heard that, but I think everybody's kind of tired of it. It keeps popping up like maybe once every 2 weeks. It ends at Russia saying that they don't care what the IHF says. So you can kind of throw him out of the equation almost. So now in a nutshell, we have Hart, who's going to be the starter unless something negative happens with the sexual assault allegations in Canada. If something happens with that, which I'm not saying it's going to, there are allegations for a reason. No one's saying anything's happening. If something like that happens, then obviously we'll be looking to see. We'll be in a worse position, and we'll see who the starter is going to be. At this point right now, it's looking like it's Hart and someone else. So who are we going to look at here? And I will go and do my thing before I see you guys. Your comments are adding up. I will get to them, I promise you. So you got Hart, and you got Ersson, you got Pettersson, and you got Sandstrom. So Sandstrom is going to stay in the AHL. And honestly, I think they screwed the pooch on this Pettersson thing, because now you're paying him for the next 2 years. You're paying him $10 million. Which is outrageous, because he didn't do too well last year. So then you just signed Ersson, which is the good move. So in my personal opinion, what you're going to do is, and it's going to suck because it's going to be a laughing stock, is you're going to have Hart be the starter. You're going to have Ersson be the backup. You're going to have Pettersson start down in Lehigh, and you're going to have Sandstrom back him up. Sam, I know you're listening. I'm not sure who the goalies are in Reading. But I'm pretty sure they're pretty solid, because they went to their championship last year. But so basically, you're going to have a starting goalie down in the AHL that's making $10 million. That's a fucking nightmare, and that's ridiculous. But you have to do what you have to do, I guess. But it still doesn't change the fact. I'm sure they're going to cycle people in and out, because, you know, that's what they do at the beginning. They're going to see what Pettersson has up with the Flyers, backing up Hart, I'm sure. You're definitely going to see them in preseason, and we will be covering preseason coverage. I promise you that. Sam says Mayer, and I guess it's Gehagen. Okay. And Corey Welk says Mayer will get a lot of looks, but I'll bring up everyone's stuff in a minute here. So, yeah, the goalie, we've been through worse situations, you know, the goalie carousel when Hart came in. But I honestly think what you're going to see is you're going to see Hart and Ersson at the end of the day. Pettersson is being confused with the goalie that brought the Kings to the Stanley Cup playoffs last year, and that was not the case. So he's not looking too hot. So, yeah, that looks like the goalie tandem to me. Let me bring up some of these comments. Sam Wismer checks in. Hart and Ersson, Sandstrom gets sent down, and hopefully can clear waivers. Brandon Pauls checks in and says Hart will last half of the season, then be gone. All right. You're going to have to elaborate a little bit on that, buddy. Is that going to be an injury, or is he going to get traded? Shane Sizemore checks in. He's Vlad Skootin. Could be. Corey Welk, to start the season, it's obviously Hart and Ersson. As for the shit, Fedotov. Stop drafting Russian players who won't play here. Now, it's under speculation, I'm going to save my guy here, that they won't play. And I was driving that bus for a little while. My thing is that we do have two other goalies that we drafted that are Russian. But the real problem is, like you just said, Corey, Pettersson is the highest paid goalie the Flyers have as an AHL goalie. Waste. It is. But at the same time, I don't know too much about him. I don't know how old he is. I don't know. I know he's not right now. He is not an NHL caliber goalie, which, I mean, I don't know. I don't know too much about him. So it is a waste, though. I mean, you're paying someone down there. I mean, it's an atrocious amount of money. $10 million is crazy to be playing AHL. And personally, if I was him, I'd be like, yeah, I don't want to go up there. You pay me $10 million to play in the AHL. So I'm a goalie, though. I'm not even, you know, a fighter or anything. You know, I don't have to worry about anything. I'd be chilling. But, yeah, it is crazy. So Brandon says that he's going to get traded. Now, we will bring that up on the next Flyers Alley episode, because I'm sure a couple people have some things to say about that. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Who's the goalie that passed out on the ice a few years ago? Was that Hart? I forget. Well, that was Michael Neuwirth, actually. I mean, I was a huge fan of Michael Neuwirth. And, yeah, he did pass out. I think Hart may have passed out. I'm not sure. That could have happened. But yeah, and that's a situation. This is a situation too that you really got to look into. The Flyers, they always have problem, like a goalie problem. This is better than the problems that we've had in the past. I do think that Hart hasn't been the best goalie or the best version of himself since COVID. It was very difficult on him. It was a very emotional time. He's a kid, you know. Now he's playing in the NHL, and then they're playing in the bubble. They're going to be quarantined. You know, COVID screwed everything up, and he had to be away from his family. I mean, it's a lot tougher than people really think. So they are professionals and such, but they are also kids. And Hart was a kid when he came in, so it's a tough thing. Now remember, they are human beings here, people. You know, even though in Flyers Alley we will be giving them shit, but. With that, we're going to move on to, let's see, temporal distortion. All right, so temporal distortion is brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. And if you're up in the Jim Thorpe area, I know their operation is 15 minutes away from our mountain house. And let me tell you something right now. That was my first time in Jim Thorpe. It just opened up and Bright Path is right there on your right. They don't have TVs in there. Now, don't get it twisted. It's not a sports bar. It's a great idea. It forces you to talk to the person next to you. Also, they have all their amazing beers there, canned. Their brewery is right there inside their right outside their tap room. You know, they have the crowlers that they fill up for us monthly. They have their beers that they have canned in there in their fridge that they send us monthly. They have awesome food trucks right outside. I think when the wife were there, it was like a lobster truck out front, and you can't turn that down. But make sure you guys should check them out. Dylan and Alex up on the mountain are really putting out a great product here. We're trying to get them down here. I know everyone in Delco Dive and Limit Break and everyone that's in the Philadelphia area that we've been trying to spread this shit around. They're an amazing, amazing product. So we need to really focus on getting them down here. So let's see. Chandler Kozik. Will Matveyev Michkov be a starter after the KHL? Skills look legit. Let's cover all this stuff before we get into the next topic, because the next topic is going to probably have people be a little upset. I don't want to hold my breath. Like I said, there's some rumbling saying that the Flyers are going to give up Fedotov or Fedotov, however you want to pronounce his name, for Michkov to come over earlier. I think that the hype on him is so high that they probably will slot him in. Sam, I know you're out there, if you could chime in on this too. I think that they're going to make the mistake to slot him in with the Flyers. I really hope they let him go down to the AHL and season a little bit. He needs the condition. He needs to get used to the ice here. He needs to get used to the game. The game's a little different, especially at the AHL. The AHL is still known as the jungle. It's still a rough crowd. You know, he's going to decide on what kind of a player he's going to be in the NHL and the AHL. The KHL is a different animal. The NHL and the AHL are literally a different planet. So I hope that they put him down and they let him bake. But I think they're going to make the mistake, to be honest with you. And Sam checks in, says, get used to American ice, then send him up. Yeah, exactly. Corey Welk says, I was bummed they were closed yesterday. Corey was up near Jim Thorpe. Sam says they have a good thing going there about Bright Path. Frank Molusky checks in. Jim Thorpe is the best. I love my cabin. Oh, yeah, you live like a block away from us. And Sam says it was the best move for Andre. And that's it. I wasn't even going to bring that kid up. Emil Andre. Good looking on that kid. I'll tell you that right now. So the next thing. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but international ice is different dimensions. It's longer. It's wider. It's basically all speed. It's a whole different animal. And if you have any questions for that, you can refer to Sam, because it's out of my realm. So this is what we're going to talk about here. This is a good one. If there's one thing you could take back from an off-season move, what would it be?
Now, again, I'll get into my stuff and you guys come in and chime in and tell me what you think. The one thing that I honestly, and Wade is going to punch me in the face the next time he sees me, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think we should have got rid of Provorov now that he's gone. When I chose him on my fantasy hockey, we had our draft early, I know, but you'll see. I don't think it was a good idea. That's one of them. I honestly think, and honestly, above that, people are going to hate me for this. I don't think we should have got rid of Brendan Lemieux. You know, he's the type of person that you want on the ice. People play differently. They look at the play differently when people like him are on the ice. You know, if you got him, you got Seeler, you got Delorier. You know, now you got Garnet Hathaway, dude. I mean, come on. I mean, talk about it. You could have signed him for less. I mean, I don't think they should have got rid of Zach McEwen. You know, just these are moves that shouldn't have been, you know, there's a lot of them in my personal opinion, but we'll get into what you guys think. Let's see. We got some comments. Let's see. Letting Lemieux walk. Corey Walk says letting Lemieux walk. I'm telling you, see? I say ever hiring Chuck Fletcher as a GM again. Wade chimes in and says keep TDA. I also think we should have kept TDA. I almost don't believe that him and Torts didn't get along. I think that had something to do with the people that were literally there. Was a lot of, I don't know how many people, how many of you guys are on Twitter. Obviously, we get our comments from YouTube and Facebook. There's a lot of crying. Sam, you're with me. Sam usually rides with me all the time when Twitter's going nuts or X is going nuts. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are just out there to cancel, and that's fine if that's your thing. You know, you do what you want to do. The TDA thing is literally embarrassing. People, the way that they handle that. Yeah, it's just a tough thing. I don't think we should have got rid of him either. Matthew Steven, my brother, checks in. Love Provy, but it was time to change it up. Complete rebuild, and Provy wasn't the same the past two seasons, I don't think. And you know what? I only say it because I was on him like white on rice, man. I was so into his shit. Like, I was digging into him so bad because I was all over his social media. I was all over the allegations that he was having when he was bringing the. So basically, what it ended up being was that he was upset because he wasn't considered a first rated D-man, and he basically caught shit. People online were saying it, not even to him, just saying it in general, that they didn't think that. He brought it into the fucking locker room and started deciding that he was gonna basically be upset with the rest of the team about it, and that allegedly, I don't want to say did it allegedly, but yeah, I mean, you can't let that shit get to you. Also, a lot of people were upset about the pride thing. That may have had something to do with it. I'm not sure. I'm not going to dig into that either. But yeah, I don't know, man. He's a good defenseman, but I would agree with Wade probably the most. And plus, like Corey said, letting Lemieux go. I liked TDA. And I love Brendan Lemieux. But yeah, it's just, if you think about it, Lemieux and TDA, very, 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 very scandalous players. Very, very cancelable if you ask me, but I just honestly think it's a simple thing of
shut the fuck up,
and people just need to get over it. Like, I thought we were all from Philadelphia. Like, I don't understand. Anyway, yeah, I don't forget about Nick Deloria. That's a given. Well, I know we have him. Sam Wismer chimes in and says letting Wiley walk. That's my offense offseason move to take back, and I agree with that because I think we talked about it a couple times. He was next to come up. Never came up. They didn't even give a look at him. So there may have been something there. And Matt Steven says, love Lemieux as well. Because we love those. We grew up with those players. We grew up with the Riley Cotes and the Dan Carcillos and the Zach Rinaldos, Jody Shelleys. And, you know, we grew up with those guys. And regardless of these people that keep saying that they want the game to change, it's not changing. The playoffs are as aggressive as they've ever been. The regular season, it may have turned into the NFL throwing a flag every 10 seconds and there's a penalty. That's fine, but it's the shit still happens. If it didn't happen, we would have never got Nick Deloria. We would have never, you know, got Garnet Hathaway. We would have never got, you know, Nick Seeler. We would have never got Brendan Lemieux, we would never thought about stuff like that. It does work. The system does work. If you clear the ice, your players play better. If you have someone on the ice that puts fear in other people or even just lets them know, look, dude, if you do that, I'm going to come break your fucking leg. I'm going to come take my stick and shove it in your eye. Like, you need to bring the hate back. And don't take that for something else, but you need to bring the hate between players back. I remember when me and Anthony Verasso talked to Jimmy Watson last year, we had him on, and he literally said he didn't like Claude Giroux because Claude Giroux was over there shaking hands with the other team and laughing and doing all this. And I agree with him, and I clipped that because when someone of that stature and that, you know, that nobility says something like that, you fucking answer and you listen. You got to bring the hate back. Bring that shit, bring the pulse back to the city. I mean, regardless of what you say, if you say that the game is going in a direction of international play, it's because you're letting it. Do not fucking let it. And look what happened. Look who just stepped down. Valerie Camillo was stepped down in July. Dave Scott stepped down too. And you know what that was? And it went against me because I didn't think it was going to work. The people spoke and they're gone. You know, it's different. Like, it's a different time nowadays. You know, you don't just eat it and shut up. Like, people could speak. If you want it to stay the same, let it stay the same. And I'm telling you right now, Flyers hockey, it's still there. You just got to let it be there. Now we got all these guys, you know, that are able to do it, to police the ice. I say you let them do it, and I think Torts is going to do it. Let's see. We got off topic, but no fighting in the ECHL. Yeah, and that's, you know, it is depressing. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't want to get into that because I'll be ranting on forever. Brandon Paul checks in. What do you think of the one Canadian League? I think it's the Q, Corey, not the ECHL, the Q. And Sam Wismer says, Corey Welk, there is fighting, just a deeper consequence. I think Corey was talking about the Q, and Brandon was talking about the Q as well. But yeah, so that was a good off-season topic, but, you know, it's just, you gotta, what are you gonna do? And also, this is a Flyers alley must. You have to do this every episode. Our beaut of the week. But what we're going to do is your predictions on who the beaut of the year is going to be. Who do you think is going to be week after week the best player of the week? Basically, the three stars of the week. We usually do three each on Flyers Alley. Really getting into the fan and the interaction from the people listening and watching. So who you think you can pick three. And if you put them in the comments, I will bring them up. My three literally are going to be Joel Farabee, I think Sam Ersson, and I think Tyson Forrester. Has to be. I mean, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I mean, I would go for the gift horses, and that's exactly what it is. I think the only one that's not going to perform right, there'd be a chance that Tyson Forrester may not come out of the gate hot, but I feel like that's a slim chance at this point. I think the kid's got it. I think Joel Farabee's going to be looking to have a comeback year. Like Jason Martinez said, I will say I do agree with him. And I got to give it to Sam Ersson because everyone keeps ignoring that Sam Ersson came out. I think he had a 7-game winning streak. It didn't matter how many games he played. You put a guy out there for almost 10 games, and I believe he had a shutout as well. That's amazing. You can't just throw that away. They have this idea that Sandstrom is ready. Sandstrom is not ready. And I think you're going to find another problem with Pedersen. So those are mine. I would say Ersson, Farabee, and I would say Tyson Forrester. Okay. Let's see. Here we fucking go. Wade chimes in. Keith Jones, Nick DeLaurier, Scott Laughton, Tippett. I guess we're doing four now. But yeah, Scott Laughton. We'll see. I'm hearing some stuff about Scott, but I mean, I hope they keep him. They'd be crazy to not keep him. Sam, I wanted to thank you and say how much I appreciate your articles. You do one heck of a job. Keep up the great work. Thanks for your incredible work. Yeah, take that off of the broadcast, buddy. I don't know. You can thank her privately. Sam Lynn, Sam Wismer, it takes around 10 to 12 games for Tyson to warm up. Really?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to – I hope it doesn't, because Torts is not going to deal with that. If he gives him the chance, he's gonna send him down. Yeah, I thought Sammy, I'm not telling you, you know. All the guys they have down there waiting to get up, like Zay Wisdom, what's his timeline look like? You know, they also have Adderd. He's coming. He's up too. Now they gave him a contract. There's a lot of guys going on. It's hard to keep track of this shit, to be honest with you. Corey Welk, Urson Tippett, and I'm praying Coots comes back like he never missed a game. And I really think he's going to. I think we're going to be good with that. Ryan Swoop checks in. Flash can keep the physicality and the fighting going, but stop with the very slow guys and lack of speed and stamina and durability. I mean, I think that kind of comes with the territory when you got the guys that are throwing down. I don't know. Nick Delorier, he's like a specialist in like everything he does. So he kills power. But wait, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you paid attention to a lot of his play last year. He was killing it. He was killing people too. So, I mean, you can't hate on that. And Sam checks in. Wisdom needs a solid year in Lehigh. Okay, well, then that makes sense. So let me see. I believe I have one more thing. And, yeah, it's a new one. So let's get this one, and then we'll... All right, so Top Shelf is brought to you by Hangman Brewing. Go to www.hangmanbrewing.com. Check out Brad's website. Brad Wagner is an absolute chemist when it comes to craft beer. If you go and listen to Delco Dives pop-up episode me and Chris Webman did the other weekend, his Watermelon Gose is literally probably the best beer I've had in a long time. Check out his stuff. He's in Claymont. If you're familiar with the Claymont and North Wilmington area, Philadelphia Pike, behind the Arby's and behind and right by Charlie's Pizza. That's where we do our watch parties. Where we're going to be doing Flyers Alley's watch parties. We've done watch parties for the fan lot. We're going to be doing whatever we can going on in there. So make sure you guys check it out. We have our events up on our Facebooks right now. If I've invited you, you know, great. If I haven't, then you know, get the message. With that being said, we were going to talk about Joel Farabee's comeback. So I know we had touched on it a little bit before. The chances of him coming back and catching fire are pretty high. They're pretty high. So, I mean, I don't think you're going to run into a problem with a guy like Joel Farabee. Most of the time, he's the guy. He can fight. He defends his teammates. He can score. You know, he can check. You know, he's kind of, like I said, an all-around player. It's hard. It's hard to come back from a surgery like that, though. So, I mean, I do know that in the alley, we are very, very adamant about if you're not healthy, then don't play. That's kind of just the gist of it. I think he took a huge chance last year coming back as quick as he did. It was obvious that he was still not feeling 100%. But I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And I got to tip my hat to him. I mean, to do something like that is bold, especially with that. If he were to re-injure that could be career ending. So, yeah, you know, the kid's the man. So hopefully he comes back and he does what he's got to do. Obviously he makes the lineup. And like Wade said, hope Coots has the comeback too. And I think he's going to. I mean, I think Torts made such an outstanding decision. Telling him that he wanted to sideline him for the rest of the season, and Coots was pissed. I mean, if you watch the press conferences, he was not happy about it. But Torts did what he thought was right, and that I honestly do think that's what was right. If he re-aggravated that, I mean, that's another year. You know, he wants to get back out there, and you gotta let him do what he's got to do. But yeah, so that's what I have for us tonight. We can get into a little final thought action here. Now, remember, everybody, Flyers Alley is coming back in September. Every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be getting into it. We're going to be sending Kyle to the press box. We're going to be sending Chris Webman for taking photos. I'm going to be going to the press box for the matinee 12 o'clock games. Maybe leaving the fam like that. But we are going to be doing these watch parties over at Hangman Brewing. We got one on the 14th at 1 p.m. against the Senators. And if you remember, last time they played the Senators, it was absolute fucking chaos. So make sure you guys check out everything we got going on here. And that was Nights in the Alley. Everybody, have a good night, and we will be getting back to you very soon.